out my back window. I'm warning you, I look out my back window into your back window.
No. Start anyway. So, our limud halacha today is the schus refuah shleima of our friend Dudi Yosef Dov Ben Chayla. Zalavna refuah shleima b'soch shachali Yisrael. Yeah. Since he's making chaslem, it's from next week. Next week Wednesday, it's from short tovim uslachas. So we started discussing yesterday whether or not we never got as far as whether or not an ovel should daven during Chanukah. And there are many shittas, but we started going through the categories of the days. So we said there's a regular chol, there's a shul where they don't say tachnun because there's a private, yeah, just in that shul they don't say tachnun because there's a chosun, because there's a moil, because there's a milah taking place, or something like that, when they don't say tachnun, but for instance, they do say kela or chapayim, and they do say lam natseach. And then you have days which are...
Except ger.
Why, what's in ger? They don't say Lama Tzeach on a bris day? I don't know. Everybody says a volunteer.
No, Lama Tzeach.
Lama Tzeach?
Yep, that's good.
Could be. In Ger, they don't say Lama Tzeach by a bris. Okay? And then you have the days of Chol, where the whole of Klal Yisrael doesn't say Tachnun. Yeah? And they don't say Kelar Chapaim. And they don't say Lama Tzeach. Yeah? Kelar Chapaim and Lama Tzeach go together. That's the famous long... Rosh Hashanah, Aleph, 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 Lamed. Yeah? Why is that so funny? Yeah? So Rosh Hashanah, yeah? 8 Alephs followed by a Lamed is Im Ein Oimrim Kael Erech Apayim, Ein Oimrim Lam Naseach. Those two go together. So if it were to be a Thursday or a Monday and you would not say Kael Erech Apayim, those days when you don't say Lam Naseach as well. What are those days? What are the days when we don't say Kael Erech Apayim and we don't say Lam Naseach? In other words, they're weekdays, but nevertheless, we don't say those things. Chalamoid is one, good. But Chalamoid is better. No, Chalamoid is the next category up. Because the next category up is going to be the days when you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Kelar Chapayim Lam Naseach, but you do say Halil. That's going to be another category higher. So the top category is going to be Chanukah, for instance, when you don't do any of those. But which is the days when we don't say Halil, but we don't say Kelar Chapayim Lam Naseach? Because they are public happy days, if you like, but they're weekdays. So the answer is Lag BaOmer is one. I've got 8 down. Yeah, Lag BaOmer. Nope. Yes, Purim. Yes, because there's no Halil in Purim. Right, and Tu B'Av, very good. Isra Chag and Tu B'Shvat. Yeah, and Purim Koton and Purim Godoil. Yeah, and this year you've got both. You've got Purim in Adar Rishon and Purim in Adar Sheni. And you've got Erev Pesach as well, and you've got Tisha B'Av as well. Those are all days when we don't say Kelar Chapayim, we don't say Lam Naseach, and we don't say a Halel. What? Lag BaOmer, do you say Lam Naseach?
No, you don't.
No, I think you don't. Have a look in the Siddur, but I think you don't. Anyway, yeah. And then the highest Madrega is going to be when I don't say Tachnun, I don't say Kelar Chapayim, I don't say Lam Naseach, and I say Halel. And that is, for instance, Chanukah. Yeah, Chanukah is an example of when Cholamoid is your other example, which is yours. So Cholamoid as well. I don't say any of those bits, but I do say Halil. So those are the highest levels. So the question is, when does an Ovel not daven for Nomad? Yeah, on those days, right? On those days, depending on the level that we're talking about, and we'll sort that out tomorrow, Bliata. But there are a number of different shittas, and we'll sort it out tomorrow.
Sorry, it says here.
Yeah.
No disrespect to you.
No problem.
Right. Erev Rosh Hashanah, v'lag BaOmer, shloish me'avola, over chamisha osa, over chamisha osa, v'shvat you say lam atzeh.
You do say lam atzeh. Okay. So I have to split. I'll have to split that into two then.
That's the raya that pulled across as well. Special day. It's one of the very few days.
Started the tailway in northwest London. Thursday is 7th day Chanukah.
Stand corrected. I'll check it out.
Second Teve is 14th of December. Rabbi Shimon Horovitz Shlita in Yonei Chanukah. This is Torah with God anonymously. And the Chus Hashavuim Vachayolim Vamilchomo Shechru Levotahem Mishalom Bimeiro.
Amen. I'd like to discuss today, is Chanukah Yom Tov?
Let's start off with Halacha and Hilchos Megillah, Nabi Halacha. Mishnah Berurah first discusses if somebody doesn't have a Megillah. Doesn't have a Megillah? Do you make Shecha Yonu? He says, you don't make Shecha Yonu on Mishlech, Monos, and Sudas Purim, because Sudas are events that happen throughout the year, Mishlech, Monos, sending presents happens throughout the year. Do you make Shecha Yonu on the Yoim, or don't you make Shecha Yonu on the Yoim? So Mogen Avraham says, you don't make Shecha Yonu on the Yoim. And the Moirik Siyah argues, and he says, do you make Shecha Yonu on the Yoim, just like you make Shecha Yonu on Yom Tov, you make Shecha Yonu on Purim. So Chofetz Chaim and Bialocha, after he brings down the Machloikas, he said, it would appear to me that the raya is that you should say Shecha Yonu ala Yoim. And he quotes a Meiri in Masechta Shabbos. This is the Meiri speaking about Chanukah. But he says, whatever we say about Chanukah, the Chura should apply to Purim as well. Chanukah and Purim have the same status. And the Meiri says explicitly by Chanukah, if somebody doesn't have a menorah, he doesn't have a menorah and he doesn't see Neiris, he still makes Shech Yonu al ha Yoim. So says the Bialoch, you see that the Meiri says that by Purim you make Shech Yonu al ha Yoim. By Chanukah, sorry, you make Shech Yonu al ha Yoim. So who I think you should make Shech Yonu on Purim al ha Yoim if you don't have a Megillah. And the truth is, the same thing's written in Avudram. The Avudram asks a kasha. He says, a mitzvah that we only do from time to time is always preceded by a birchas Shecha Yonu. So he says, halal is something that we only say from time to time. So why do we make Shecha Yonu on Kriyas HaHalal? Pesach, Sukkot, Chanukah, Shavuos. So he says, the Shecha Yonu that we make on the Yoim goes on the halal as well. So we see from there that the Avraham's opinion is that Chanukah you also make Shecha Yonu al HaYoim. It's a question on the Mogen Avraham, so the same thing should apply to Purim as well. Why does the Mogen Avraham say we don't make Shecha Yonu on al HaYoim on Purim if you don't have a Megillah? I'd like to be makdim a Gemara in Erechin Daf Yud. The Gemara says as follows: the Shmoina Osa Yomim Shayochid Gemer Bemas HaHalal. 18 days where we say Halal, where we say the whole of Halal. That's the 7 days of Pesach, speaking about Netzrol, 1 day Shavuos, 8 days of Sukkos, and 8 days of Chanukah. And the Gemara tries to develop, when do you say Halal, and when you don't say Halal. Shabbos you don't say, Rosh Chodesh you don't say, etc., etc. So the Gemara says, in order to say Halal, it needs to be a Moed, the Ikdish, Basiyas, Moloch. It needs to be a Moed, and it also has to have, Kedusha, Sayoyim, Ikdish, Basiyas, Moloch. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Chanukah is a problem. Chanukah is not a Moed, and Chanukah is also not Ikdish, Basiyas, Moloch. So why do you say Halal on Chanukah? Says the Gemara, Mishum Nisa. Chanukah, there's different reasons why we say Halal, because of Nes. So Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we Halal because of the Moed, the Ikdash, Vasiyas, Malacha. And Chanukah, we say Halal because of the Nes. Mogen Avraham paskens in Hilchos Rish Chodesh, in Simetov Kapes, paskens the Mogen Avraham, Noshim Peturois, we call Halal. Noshim Apoto, from all Kriyas HaHal. Now 1 second. I can understand that where the Chiyuv is because it's a Moed Ikdash Basiyas HaMalacha, it's a Mitzvah Aseish HaZman Geroma, and Mitzvah Aseish HaZman Geroma, Noshim HaPotah, but Chanukah is Mishom Nes, and our rule normally is that Afin Hoyu Ba'oisoi HaNes. Noshim HaMuchuy V'Neiris Chanukah, says the Gemara in Shabbos Kaf Gimel, because Afin Hoyu Ba'oisoi HaNes. So why aren't they Mechuyiv in Kriyas HaHal? Mogen Avraham says, Noshim Peturis Mikol HaHal. The truth is, it's not just a Mogen Avraham, it's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, in Per Gimel Aloch Yudalit, the Rambam brings down that Noshim cannot be Moitzi Anoshim B'Kriyas HaHalel, because Noshim are Mechuyiv, because the Mitzvah say, Shazman Gerom, and he brings this Aloch down in Hilchos Chanukah, so obviously applies to the Aloch of Halel on Chanukah. And the question is, why are Noshim Paturos on Halel Chanukah Afin Hoyu Boisei HaNes? This question is asked by the Teres Rafal, Rav Shapira, the Edom of the Netziv, the father-in-law of Reb Chaim Briska, And the Stei Chemed also asks the Kasha, and he brings down the Binyan Shlema, asks the Kasha. It's a difficult question. And Moshe Shtembuch actually, no, Moshe Shtembuch Shlita speaks out, and Moedim Zman, Sim Kufman, he speaks about Barucha, and he says, Nochen, that woman should say Halal on Chanukah, because Afin Hoya, Boy Sanes. But the Mice from the Rambam, and Mogen Avrom, it's Mavon Nishtasi. So I'd like to make a... Yes.
Why don't we say Afin Hoya Boi Sanes by Pesach and Sukkah as well?
Because you're not saying Halal Mishum Nisi, you're saying Halal on the Yoyim.
Whole Yom Tov is Mishum Nisa, no?
It's
Mitzrayim, it's Yom Tov, no?
Vesach Nisha, I don't know whether the Yom Tov is Mishum Nisa. It's Vesach
Nisha. Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim.
Okay. But the Machayev of the Halal is not Nes. The Machayev of the Halal is only where there's a direct Machayev, Mishum Nes, that we say Afchen Hoi Boi Sa Nes. I'd like to make a suggestion. I'd like to prove it somewhat. I'd like to suggest as follows. When the Gemara says that Halal we say Mishum Nes, that Achanaka we say Halal Mishum Nes, Nes as of itself can't be Machayev Halal. In fact, the Rishonim, Sefer Manik, when he brings the source for Kriyas HaHalal, he says it's built on the Pasuk, Zeh HaYoyim Asa Hashem, Nagilom Nismachavoy. When do you have a Chiyav of Nagilom Nismachavoy? When you have a Zeh HaYoyim Asa Hashem. In order to say Halal, the day has to be a Yom Tov. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are naturally Yomim Tovim, because they're Yomim, the Ikdashub Asiyas Malach, the Moedas Ikdashub Asiyas Malach. Chanukah is not a Moed. Chanukah is not Ikdashub Asiyas Malach. So naturally, Chanukah wouldn't be considered a Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, the reason why Chazal want us to say Halal on Chanukah. Why? Because of Nes. Therefore, because of Nes, they were kiver that Chanukah has Hashem Yom Tov, in order to facilitate our Kriyas HaHalal. So I'd like to suggest, pardon?
Why don't we say Halal on Purim?
Oh, the Gemara asks the Kasha why we don't say Halal on Purim. The Gemara says it was a Nes that happened to the Chutzoretz, or we're carrying the Megillah, therefore we don't need to say Halal. Or we're still Avdei Achashverosh, I'm on the three different terus, why we don't say Halal on Purim. So this is what I'd like to suggest, and I'd like to bring this out somewhat, that at the end of the day, the reason why we say Halal on Chanukah is because Chanukah is a Yom Tov. Naturally, it wouldn't be a Yom Tov because not a Moed Dikshvasiyas Malacha. But because of the Nes that happened, and Chazal therefore want us to recite Halal, they were Kiveya that Chanukah should be a Yom Tov. And I'd like to start off first with the Gemara in Shabbos, the well known Gemara Mai Chanukah. The Gemara goes through the Nes of Chanukah. The Gemara finishes off as follows: Veshona Cheres, Kovum, Vaosum, Yomim Toivim, Behal Veda. The Gemara says, Kovim va'osum yomim toivim behal vayda. So to appear from the Gemara, and in respect of Kriyas HaHalal, the Chanukah was given a Torah's Yom Tov. The Avodram says, let's start, let's also quote a Tois before we get to the Avodram. Tois in Tanis daf kaf chesom ad beis. Tois discussing the fact that on Pesach we only say Halal on the first day. Right, the rest of the days are minik. Chanukah we say Halal every day, and Sukkot we say Halal every day. Says Tois, why do we say Halal every day Chanukah? He says, I'll tell you why. Chanukah dina hu ligmoy Halal. The kol haches yomim hoya nes misgadl. Every day of the 8 days of Chanukah, the nes got greater and greater. Hoya kol chad v'chad yom tov. Each day is a separate yom tov. That's the lashon of Tois in Tanis. Each day is a separate Yom Tov. We say because of Nes. Tells us no. Nes, as of itself, is not Mechayev Halal. Zeh HaYoyim Osa Hashem No Gilov Nism Chavoy. Because of Nes, they gave it a Torah's Yom Tov. Kovum V'osum Yomim Toivim. In order to facilitate a Kriyas HaHalal. The Avodram in Hilchus Chanukah also says the following Loshen. Olekach Goyimrim Behem Es HaHalal. Speaking about Chanukah and Sukkot. Shekol yoim mimei Chanukah v'chagas Sukkos k'yom tov bifnei atzmoi. Every day of Chanukah and every day of Sukkos is considered a separate yom tov. But we see from the Rishonim of the Rishonim, when they speak about Chanukah, in respect of Kriyas HaHalal, they say that the Mechayev of Halal is in fact because it's a yom tov. The reason why they gave it a Torah's yom tov is to facilitate the Kriyas HaHalal, which Chazal wanted us to recite because of the Nes. I'd also quote an Oroch Lener. The Oroch Lener asked the question also, why don't we say, Shechionu HaMitzvah Kriyas HaHal? Writes the Oroch Lener as follows. And Kriyas HaHal, as I've said, is Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Chanukah. Then we have a minute to say it Rosh Chodesh as well. That's why don't we say Shechionu and Kriyas HaHal? He says as follows, Yesh Loima. Given the Kriyas HaHal Mishim Simcha Mikro Kodesh the Yom Tov, since HaHal's a result of the Kedushas HaYoim of the Simcha of Yom Tov, given Shekva Birech HaLayon Shechionu, Gam Kriyas HaHal Bichlal. In case of my only problem is Rosh Chodesh is not a Yom Tov, and therefore why don't I say Shechionu on Rosh Chodesh? And he goes on to explain why we don't say Shechionu on HaHal the Rosh Chodesh. But he speaks about the other four, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot and Chanukah. He says there's no problem because the halal stems from the simcha umikra kodesh the Yom Tov, and therefore the Shechionu on the Yom Tov goes as well on the halal that said as a result of Yom Tov. So we see from the various sources that we've quoted that the mechayev of halal on Chanukah is because it's a Yom Tov. Why did they make it a Yom Tov? In order to facilitate a Kriyas HaHalal. Why did they want a Kriyas HaHalal? Because of Nes. But the Mechayev is Yom Tov. Now, if we're correct, we'd like to take this a bit further. If we're correct, then the question that the Achrayim ask as to why women are not Mechayev in Halal Chanukah is answered. They ask, as L'churif, it's Mishum Nes, Afin Hoi Boisa Nes, Noshim should be Mechayev. The text is as follows. Was Mechayev Noshim to say Halal Chanukah is because it's a Yom Tov? The reason why Chazal made it a Yom Tov was because of Nes. But at the end of the day, what obligates us to say Halal on Chanukah is because Chanukah is a Yom Tov. And Chanukah being a Yom Tov means that we say it because of Mitzvah Seh Shazman Geroma. Mitzvah Seh Shazman Geroma, Noshim Peturus. Noshim Peturus. That would answer the Mogen Avraham and the Rambam that we quoted earlier. Now let's move on to Purim. At Purim there's no Halal. Either because, as we've said, it's a Nesheb Chutzoret, or there's Mikra Megillah, therefore there was no necessity to be Kiveh Halal, or Akata Avdei Achashverosh Anon, there was no Takonas Halal on Purim. And therefore it was unnecessary to be Kiveh Purim as a Yom Tov. So if we're correct, Chanukah is a Yom Tov and Purim's not a Yom Tov. Let's examine this a bit. If we have a look at Amram Gorn, brought down in Sefer Manik and Seder Purim, he writes as follows. He says, Purim is a Yom She'ein Omrim Bo Halal. V'kivon She'kein, you say Tachnon on Purim. Don't paskin like that. But says Rav Amram Gorn, you say Tachnon on Purim because it's unlike Chanukah and unlike Yom Tovim because a Yom She'ein Omrim Bo Halal. In other words, he's of the opinion that what? That Purim you say Tachnum, which means that Purim is not a Yom Tov. Not a Yom Tov. Why is it not a Yom Tov? Because a Yom She'ein Omrim Bo Halal. Yom She'ein Omrim Bo Halal. It's a Yom Tov. In fact, we paskin that we do say Halal, or we don't say Tachnum on Purim. If we have a look at Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Dalet, Tosfos says, why don't we say Tachnum on Purim? It says Tosfos because it says by Purim, Mishteva Simcha. So the reason why we don't say Tachnon Purim says Tosfos is because of Mishteh v'Simcha. Now let me ask you, it says Mishteh v'Simcha by Purim, and that's why we don't say Tachnon on Purim. Do we say Tachnon on Chanukah?
No.
There's no Mishteh v'Simcha on Chanukah. Fush in Alocha. Shtetach Kepaskin Tofrei Shayin, that Kepaskin Ribi Asuda Shemar Bimam on Chanukah, Hem Sudas Arashos. Shleikovum le Mishteh v'Simcha. So Tais says the only reason why we don't say Tachlon on Purim is because Mishteh v'Simcha exim. So why don't we say Tachlon on Chanukah? What's the answer? Because Chanukah is a Yom Tov. Chanukah is a Yom Tov. So why does not mean it's Tachlon? So Yom Shem Rebbe Halal, it's a Yom Tov. Let's move to another Rav Amram Gorn. Which is actually also a Tais in Megillah. Rav Amram Gorn is Mechadosh. That on Purim, we only say Al Hanisim, Shachris and Mincha. Don't say Al Hanisim Ma'ariv. Night of Purim, you don't say Al Hanisim. If you don't say Al Hanisim Ma'ariv, why do you say Shachris and Mincha? It says Rambam Gorn as follows. Be'etzem the Yoim is Nishmechayiv and Amiras Al Hanisim.
The only reason why I say I'm on Nisim is because once I've read the Megillah and proclaimed the tremendous Nisim that took place, therefore, Pasuk Zogon Al Nisim.
Of course, my Nisim, Sof Hilchos Megillah, freaked after Rav Amram Gaon. He said, I don't understand this, Rav Amram Gaon. He says,
every Yom Tov, you say Yalav Yovoi Ma'ariv, you always say Ke'en Ham Urim Ma'ariv as well. Why Purim don't you say Al Nisim by night? Why is it different than any other Yom Tov? And in fact, we can take the question further. The Machzor Vitri in Hilchos Purim says you say Al Nisim, Shachris and Mincha, but not Ma'ariv the same as Rav Amram Gaon. When Hilchos Chanukah, this is Machzor Vitri, you say Al Nisim, all tefillahs. Maishna Purim that you only say by day, and Chanukah you already say Ma'ariv. Teres is as follows. Like Gosman has already pointed out, that where a Yom is a Yom Tov, then you say Me'en Hamo'ura already in Ma'ariv. Chanukah is a Yom Tov, therefore we say Al Nisim already by night. Purim, as we've said, is not a Yom Tov. Therefore, Ma'ariv, we don't say Al Nisim. Once we've read the Megillah, then already Shachris and Mincha, Machmas, the Kriyas HaMegillah, which is Mefas and the Gvalt Ganes, we say Shachris and Mincha as well. So we see from here this chiluk between Purim and Chanukah. Chanukah is a Yom Tov, and Purim is not a Yom Tov. In fact, we already quoted that Tosfos says the only reason why we don't say Tachton on Purim is because Mishtev HaSimcha Ksiv, which would indicate that Purim is not a Yom Tov. And in fact, Tosfos takes on the Rosh Hashanah Medak from Tosfos. Tosfos there goes through the Seidah Yoim. It's only when it comes to Shachris that he says you say Allah Nisim. Tosfos also of the opinion you don't say Allah Nisim Ma'ariv. We actually do say Allah Nisim Ma'ariv. And the Prima Godim says the reason why we say Allah Nisim Ma'ariv is only because we're about to read the Megillah, not because the Yoim is Mechayev Men Hamur. Perhaps we can understand with this an interesting point in the Gemara and Shabbos that we've quoted. Lashon Acheres, Kovum V'osum Yomim Toivim, Behalel V'hoido. What's Hoido mean? Rashi says Al Nisim. I need it to be a Yom Tov. Kovum V'osum Yom Tov Al Nisim. Purim I say Al Nisim without it being a Yom Tov. Why do I need the Kfiyus say Al Nisim? The Torah says as follows. Purim, the Yom is Takanot Mechayv, and Enoch Anama Meir, if you don't say Al Nisim. Chanukah, the Yoim is Mechayv Al Nisim because it's a Yom Tov. And Yom Tov always you say Me'en Hama Ura. That's the Pshat Kviyas Yom Tov. Regaba Al Nisim. I'd like to add another point. The Ra'om in his Agos on the Smag, he writes as follows. He writes that there's something missing in this Gemara. Roshon Acheres, Kovum, Va'osim Yom Tovim, Behalel, Va'ido. Isn't there something else on Chanukah? Halok Saneris. Why is it missing? Much missing. Well, that's very poshut. Halok Saneris. Why do we like Neiris? Shum Nes. That's directly because of Nes. Noshma Mchoyev and Halok As Neiris. We're speaking about the Kviyos Yom Tov. The Kviyos Yom Tov is only necessary for Halal and Hoidor. It's not necessary. Not necessary for Halok Saneris. Halok Saneris posh Mishum Nes. That's why it's not written in the Gemara. I'd like to point something out. Let's speak about the chiluk between Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is a Yom Tov, and Purim is not a Yom Tov. If we have a look at the way the titles that the Beis Yosef gives, and the Tor for that matter, to the various sections in Halacha, you've got Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Hilchos Chanukah, and Hilchos
Purim.
No,
sorry,
Hilchos Megillah. Yeah. Why is Hilchos Pesach called Hilchos Pesach? Chagashvus called Hilchos Shvus. We go to Sukkot, it's spread into different things. But Rosh Hashanah is called Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Hilchos Chanukah, Hilchos Megillah. Torah says as follows. All those other days, all those other sets of halachos are in reference to Yomim Tovim. The Yom Tov from Pesach. The Tek Zendoch, Yomim Shiesh Bem Kedusha, the Yom Shah, Yom Osa Hashem. It's the Pesach, it's the Chanukah, it's the Rosh Hashanah, it's the Yom Kippur. Purim is a day where we do mitzvahs. Yom, we call it Purim. But Bisoid Advarim is a day when mitzvahs are done. It's not a Yom Tov. The primary mitzvah, of course, is what? Megillah. It's called Hilchos Megillah. It's not called Hilchos Purim. There's no Yom Tov of Purim. It's a Yom Tov of Chanukah, but there's no Yom Tov of Purim. Just add one more point.
Chanukah, if you have a look at Alan Nisim on Chanukah and Alan Nisim on Purim, they're absolute parallels. And it goes through, they're parallels. There's one thing that's written in the Alanism of Chanukah, which isn't written in the Alanism of Purim. How's the Alanism of Chanukah finish off? There was a Kfirus Yomim. They made Chanukah a Yom Tov. Why did they make Chanukah a Yom Tov? To facilitate the Kriyas HaHalo, but they made Chanukah into a Yom Tov. Therefore, Alan, this finished off a Kovash when it's made Chanukah Elu. Purim wasn't a Yom Tov. It's a day where we've got Gvisa commandments for certain mitzvahs that we have to do. Mishter and Kriyas Megillah and Shalach Moniz, etc., etc. But it's not a Yom Tov. There's no Kfirus Yoim. The Yoim's not a Yom Tov. And therefore, that bit is missing from the end of Alan Nisim Purim. Now, if we're correct, I think we can be Miyashiv, the Mogen Avrom, the Bialochis Kashal Mogen Avrom. Mogen Avrom tells us that you don't make Shechiyonu, if you don't have a Megillah on Purim, you don't make Shechiyonu at all. Also, Bialochi brings a Makor from the Meirim, we brought a parallel Makor from the Abudram, that on Chanukah, even if you don't have Neiris, you make Shechiyonu. And says the Bialocha, Lechura Chanukah and Purim Ahayinu Hach. So if you make a Shechiyonu on Chanukah, you should make a Shechiyonu on Purim, even if you don't have the relevant mitzvah. And he took a blibe sorachin on the Morgan Avram, sorachin the Maisa, what's going on over here? Vimered in his posh. Shech Chanukah, you make a Shechiyonu, why? Because Chanukah is a Yom Tov. Kovim va'osim Yom Tovim ba'al Veidah, Chanukah is a Yom Tov. By virtue of the fact it's a Yom Tov, you make a Shechiyonu like all Yom Tovim. Purim, there's no Kriyas Ahal. According to some Rishonim, you say Tachnon on Purim. You don't say Alan Nisim and Meirim, it's not Yontov at all. And therefore, even though the Maisa we say Shech Yonu on Chanukah, on Purim, we don't say Shech Yonu because it's not a Yontov. A good Yontov. Yontov, go
Daniel Ben Akashoy, Meryl Sakhadish Bokhul, Zakhadish Sol, Biko Kibbol, and Swiss.